Bottom of 248 halachava reshit aleph halachavav. Hayu lefan of tafshel mikemach kusmin, the shibola shual, the shifon, the gefenus einav rimon. Right. So now you have what we call the secondary grains, because again, we'll see that the spelt is a subset of wheat, and rye and oat is a subset of barley. Right. And I say this over all the time because, you know, the people who for years, not the...
How do we know they're subsets?
Because halacha tells us. And probably, I mean, I'm sure it's borne out by... Who got married this week?
Yishai Amitai Dubin.
Oh. And how'd you get invited to that?
Uncle Ben invited me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. How's he related?
Matthew.
Really?
Yeah. Not
the
town,
Dubin. Oh, okay. That's what it was Tom. It wasn't, you weren't at the wedding.
No.
Okay. Okay. So, right, the people who are not the gluten-free people, but...
He's back.
But the wheat intolerant people, right, are able to tolerate spelt. So for a long time, when all they had was the oat matzah, right, it was not very tasty. But once the spelt matzah came out, spelt matzah actually tasted good, and it's because spelt is a subset of wheat, and the oat matzah is a subset of barley, and barley is just not a good grain.
You can't even make. I didn't know we just got, you can't even make barley matzah, could you?
No. No.
I mean, barley doesn't even seem really.
No, but grain. Whether they can or not, they weren't going to do it. The only reason they did it is because oats were gluten free, or you could create gluten free oats, right? So therefore, that became the. You know, the default. But, okay, so... But let's say you have, again, the pasuk says chita and sor, it says wheat and barley, right? So now I'm taking spelt or oats or rye.
Now that you eat it, but Carvel now sells oat milk-based ice cream.
Okay. It's,
You make a break,
Not if you're a real ice cream guy. But if you're a gluten-free person or a dairy-free person, whatever, not a gluten-free, a dairy-free person, you know, it would be, you know, something that you haven't had in a long time. I mean, Trader Joe's has a lot of ice cream. Okay, so, but now you have, remember, the pasuk is chita sour, but you have spelt and you have grapes. So where does spelt fit into this whole thing? So he says you have a food product made out of kusmin, or right, which is spelt, or barley, or oats, and you have grapes, the right, items 3, 4, and 5. So the bar mei mizonos, we've already said, takes precedent, even though these are not specifically in the pasuk. Afagat tehinach mimin shiva, right, even though the grapes are min shiva, and these are technically, v'yulah mimin shiva, v'kol malkum kivin the chashivi de'avdi minayu pas baruch le'amotzi baruch samazon, Kodemus afal gav deloy of dinu pas. So they, again, this halach is telling us that mizonos takes on this chashivus more than, and therefore it's going to trump the shivas aminim. Right? Now we already saw that these do have some level of shivas aminim, right? So we'll see what it says here. Okay, so let's go back to the bottom of 248. He says, nope, nothing there. Okay, lamed dalet on 249. Vihu labim min shiva. Afagav the kusman min chitin, even though spelt is a subset of wheat, shibol shul of shifa min sorim, they are part of chitin and sora. We call malkum kibin to ein iskarin behedja bakra, ein bohem chashivas min shiva kol kakma maforish in behedja bakra. So we will give it chashivas over and above, you know, an apple, let's say, right? But it's not going to be compared to a grape, which is explicit in the pasuk. Right, we're not going to give it the chashivas, but nonetheless, because it bread is made out of it, of diminayo pas v'gam hei machlal chito sora, dekra kalpanim, and they are technically part of that mix. The chito sora k'tov negef v'sem v'rinmon, right? So we do throw that fact into it, right? Even though it's even though it's not a formally stated shivas aminim. Okay, so then he says, "V'kasa magen remember the dafka hani the chashiv kan Aval zeisim im tafshol shol shibol eshul zeisim kodem mishum de muktamen bekra. Right, but now let's say you have a olive and a barley thing. Right, so olives are pretty high up on the list. They're number one in the second half of the pasuk. So he wants to say that the olives will take precedence. Aval kama chronim chilko hazeh. We don't say that the mizonos is still going to take precedent over the bari pri eitz of the olive. Okay, now he's going to give you the summation. Biato novo levar seder hamalos b'ketzara cholam ucher mechaveru hu garua mechaveru, and whatever is later, right, is secondary. So let's see. Hamotzi afilu mipas shel shibol shual v'shifon. Right, so any hamotzi is going to trump, regardless of what kind of fruit we're talking about. Right, even if it's grapes. So hamotzi comes first. Barim mizonos on ma'isa kedera dechitim. Then if you have mizonos, right, is the next highest. Right, and that's kedera of chit, and that's a wheat product. And then barim mizonos on ma'isa kedera desaorim. Right, and then a barley product. Now, we do say that barley does take precedent over spelt, even though spelt is a wheat product, but barley is explicit. So barley will always trump spelt. Spelt will trump rye and oat, and we'll see that rye will trump oat as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I got lost there. Spelt, and what's the other one?
Spelt and barley. Spelt is going to lose.
Spelt is a wheat derivative.
Right.
Barley is...
Barley and wheat and barley are the two prime grains.
Right.
So the two derivatives of barley are oat and rye.
Oat and rye.
Right.
Okay.
Now rye, we have a sprinkling of rye in rye bread, but it's not really. But once upon a time, rye was like a coarse flour. I wouldn't be surprised if in Russia they used rye often, but like all rye, which was much more of a coarse bread, but definitely better than oat bread. What? I could, again, you can make it. I mean, today our pumpernickel is made out of wheat.
Yeah, what is pumpernickel?
Today it's made out of wheat.
No, but
they just add some chocolate syrup.
No, it's a grain, isn't it?
No.
Sure?
Yeah.
You think it's just a dark colored bread?
Yeah.
Just a color wheat.
What does it say about pumpernickel? Well,
I don't even know how to spell it. How do you spell it?
With two P's.
P-U-M-P-E-R.
Right. N-I-C-K-E-L.
N-I-C.
Right.
K-E-L.
Yes.
I don't even know how you get that name. Hold on a second.
It's taking way too long.
Go on. I'm working on this. Okay, I'm going to have an iPhone.
Okay, so then you have the mizonos. So again, so that's going to be the rule, right, that... wheat and wheat beats barley. Barley beats spelt, rye, and oat. Right, and then he says, "Ubar minay mizonos disorim kibin disorim meforish bakra kodem lohen." Right, a afila kuzm shemin chitin ugam kin kodem. Right, so even to a wheat, right, a spelt product, right, a barley product will win. So I wonder if it was real rye back in the day. Okay. Right, they used to call it black bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So all, very big in Russia.
All the stories, right? Yeah, all the stories of either the poor people, black bread was very common, was the bread of the masses. Okay, so then you have, we have hamotzi, mizonos, depending on which mizonos you're doing. Bari pri hagafen is third. We said it got elevated. Then you get over to zeisim, olives, because they're number three in the pasuk, tamarim, ve'anovim, te'ena, ve'rimon. Right, so that's olives are one, are the second group. Tamarim are two, so they're the ones who are parallel to wheat and barley. And then you have grapes, figs, and pomegranate. Okay, then Bari Pri Eitz Pri Adama, right, and Shehakol. So those two sort of go together. We'll see about those separately.
Okay, so
hashahakol filochi pri adama kodem lo chayim b'chol hanizker le'el. So chaviv doesn't, when you have priorities in brachas, meaning that an eitz and adama is more chashiv than a shahakol, so chaviv doesn't play any role. Right? Similarly, if you have a bari pri hagefen and something, chaviv is not, right? Chaviv, as we have said till now, chaviv only plays a role if it is two separate brachas. If you're talking about an eitz and an adama, right, then chaviv could be a determinant. Okay, then he says, bari pri eitz pri adama, azlin and basra chaviv, filo sheni min shivas, right? So then you go after whichever one you like better. Hayushneim chaviv, and if you like them both, the eitz and the adama, azlin and basra min shivas. So you have to actually know what you like. If you really don't care, then there's no problem in switching the... And again, chavah means what you normally like, not what you have a tie before now. So you'll go with what you like better, and if it's shivas aminim, so the all things being equal, so the shivas aminim will play a role there. V'imechal meh muktam b'pasagon shekoses klayas chita t'ibrechasa bar pri adama v'alchazayas. If you're eating a piece of wheat and a barley, yaktim chitu kodem b'kra. Wheat comes first, right? Again, this is assuming that they're the same level of chaviv. Can't cause a mug and avram. But the grub palgos ekmosh kotzvul elbasiv kon chav zayin. Right? Right? The mug and avram has a different... he just takes a... You know, he has it that the shivas aminim plays a role, but we saw from the grub that this halacha aleph said that two different brachas, it's either anyone you want or it's the more chaviv. Right? And he says the same would apply here as well. Now, shneim enim in shiva... If you like them both, you have an apple and a, you know, corn. So if you like them both, then do the eitz first, because for the Bahag's opinion. But if you like watermelon better than apples, then go ahead and make the bracha on the watermelon.
And yet, if you have like rice and mizonos in front of you, one will cover the other.
No, so this is what we said. It's not, no, you have to be very careful with rice and mizonos. You have... what's a good Mizonos food? Right.
Right.
Okay. So you have lakshin kotel, right? So you have noodles, right? And you have rice. So we said that if you make a Mizonos on the noodles, it will cover the rice because noodles are more chashiv than rice. But if you make it on the rice, if you don't specifically have in mind, like I want it to cover both, and you shouldn't have made it on the rice because the other one's more chashiv, and you plan on eating both, right? If you don't specifically have it in mind, then you got to make another bracha on the mizonos, another mizonos on the noodles. Okay. V'halav hachichav kodem, right? V'chein shneim pri adam or shneim shehakol azlin and baser chaviv, right? So when you're talking about vegetables, you're usually not talking about shivas haminim. So therefore, chaviv will play a role in there. Okay. Now, after all that, then we'll see shalim play some sort of role. We had these priorities, you know, when it came to bread, right? So shalim will play some sort of role, but chaviv will trump. Okay. So he says, "B'hinei manikra chaviv." What's considered chaviv? So anan b'nei Ashkenaz nimshach acharosh v'siyato shua min harago lios chavetzlo. Right? Kmosh kasefav. As we said before, chaviv means the one that you like better generally. Right, not the one you like now. He says, "V'im shnehem chaviv metzlof." They're both the same. You like them both. Azlin achar eze shechafetz ata. Then you go after the one that you want now at that particular moment. Kamosh kasaf kachosim sevbeiz laRamba. And berachas achila v'shtia. And when it comes to food and drink, afilu berachas shehakol kodemes leberachas hareach. So, food and drink will come before a besamim bracha. Right, you know, assuming you're going to eat the food and smell it, so it becomes a little tricky to do that, but you have to try not to smell it until after you eat it. And what about eating and drinking, right? Does the eating cover the drinking, right? We don't have any mention here in the Mishnah Berurah, right? Matter of fact, we saw before the jelly and the whiskey. We just said that, you know, one's a shahakal and one's a bari pri eitz, a bari pri adama. So that's why it came first, not because one's a food and one's a drink, right? However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that food comes before drink, right? It's, even if the drink is chaviv, it's just more chashiv. Okay. But, you know,
again, but not before Hagafen.
No, not before Hagafen. Right? It's only if it's a Shehakol, right? You know, if you have two Shehakols, you have whiskey and a Shehakol in front of you. So the Kaf HaChaim says you make it on the whiskey if you like it better. So, again, Chavit may still play a role, even for food and drink, right? Okay.
What if the drink is Adama? You talked about like, the cook, the liquor.
Well, that's what we talked about before. That was the Machlokas, Shlomo Zalman or Yashiv, whether that takes on a full din of a Bari Pri Adama, so we view it as a Bari Pri Adama, or when it comes to, you know, these brachas, right, we treat it as a drink and not as a food product. So.
Okay,
let's go to the Bir Halacha here. V'yu lapi min shiva, hinei lefi mashkosav, madakosav mechar b'lelbosav al p'dei rishona, he stomas, teheichadem b'rchosei, and shavas, the brachas are not the same, lo zlin b'osar min shiva, ein makom with v'armel, this whole halacha doesn't fit in, because you're talking one's a mizonos and one was a eitz. So then why are we even having a discussion of shiva seminim? Achein emes v'zav v'zav alohu me'agoz ma'im v'shem ha'ram, he says, but this comes from the goz ma'im, and he yodua the shita sarambam, who da'af be'ein brechotein shavas min shiva adif, right? So that's who this is based off, but doesn't really comport with how we paskin. Okay, so again, the priorities in brachas are, you know, you gotta, and again, I'm guessing you can get it wrong the first time, but when you start having these things, again, you're at a shmorg, you know, you're at your house and, you know, you have your Shabbos afternoon table set with all sorts of, you know, melons and fruit and candy and whatever. Most importantly is don't get sucked in by the fact that your steak is more chashev. It's a shehakol. All it is a shehakol. It's not as chashev as the fruit. Right, I had this, I was at a restaurant last night, so what do you have on my plate? I have, you know, you have a piece of meat, you have some rice, you have some vegetables, you have whatever, you know, go pick out, though, do it in the right order, right? Don't be, you know, saying, well, the main thing, and you get this chavav all the time. Well, I like this, and that's my main thing. It doesn't make a difference.
So what goes first in that case, rice, vegetables?
The rice is going to come first, and the vegetables, and then the... Not if you have any fruit, but usually rice, the vegetables, and then the chicken.
Why does the rice come before?
It's a mizonos. So mizonos is considered more...
Even though it's a fake mizonos?
Even though it's a fake mizonos. Right.
I thought... Maybe I missed some of this stuff. But I thought that if you like something better, is that only if it's the same bracha?
That's only if they're different brachas.
Okay, so one second. So let's say you like the steak better than the rice.
Doesn't make a difference.
You're going to do what?
You're going to make the mizonos and the rice first.
But
Is a mizonos.
Right.
Doesn't make a difference which one you like better. Rice is a mizonos and the steak is a shehakol.
So when does it make a difference when they're different brachos?
Oh, if it's eitz hadama, mizonos hadama. When you have the specific brachos, not shehakol never comes into that mix.
Oh, okay. So an eitz can beat out a mizonos.
No, that's what we said here. Mizonos will beat out an eights, but he brings down their opinions that say that it's whatever. We pass that Mizonos is going to beat out an eights. So really, the only time where there's two different brachas is eights Adama.
And then, okay, because eights is usually considered higher than a Hadama, right?
Well, only one opinion says that, and we pass that that's not the case, that eights only if you like it better. Generally, you like it better.
But I thought Adama includes eights.
It does b'di'evit, but that's b'di'evit.
But that doesn't give eights a higher standard?
No, it does not.
So those are, because they're equal then?
They, according to the first Pinyan Shulchan Aruch, they are totally equal.
Yeah.
According to the Yesh Omrim, the one you like better takes precedence. Okay. If you like the fruit better, you should make the bracha on the fruit. Okay, now we get into another set of tricky situation here. He says, Reshid Beish Iker Potra Tuf Obe Sifim. So you have the Iker Tufel rules. And he says, Kol Shu Iker Vimo Tfela Perish Dover Bilti Nechshav. It's not as chashav as what you're eating. You have the Iker and you have secondary. Vivarchal Iker Potra Sat Tfela. So you make the bracha on the Iker. It's going to cover the Tfela. Let's just take the simple case. It's a bowl of cereal with milk. right? The milk is there, right? For most people, it's just to soften the cereal or do whatever, and therefore you don't make a separate bracha on the milk, even if all you have at the end is a little bit of milk left. If you put in a lot of milk because you want to have a cup of milk at the end, then you have to make a shahakol at the end.
So what happens?
What about the ones who have like the chocolatey milk at the end of the cocoa pebbles?
If only if they're putting in extra milk for that. So again, if you put it in there not to have that extra amount, it just happens to be that the way your cereal is formed, it doesn't absorb the milk. Right. Your mizonos on your fruity pebbles is going to cover that. Because again, it's so meaning the wheat cereals, the grain cereals, they all absorb a lot of milk, right? The puffed rice cereals do not absorb, so you end up, and the same with things like cocoa puffs and
berries.
They explicitly advertise that basically it makes your milk chocolatey.
Yeah, I know. Right, but again, you'd have to put in extra milk for that. Right, and because those do not absorb milk, you're likely going to have some, milk at the end.
I mean, by the way, what if you put chocolate milk onto the cereal?
Right.
That won't make a difference. Again, if it's still going to be, if the Iker is a cereal, right, you asked if you added blueberries, we're going to talk about that also. The blueberries are also going to be secondary to, unless you put, a ton of blueberries with
secondary
your...
Secondary
to what? To the main cereal that you put it in.
Because even if it's like a shower call?
Yeah. You want to add bananas, you want to add whatever. It's all going to be secondary to the cornflakes.
Really?
Because the cornflakes, A, they're the main thing, and B, they're the rove.
Even though you like having those blueberries.
Even though you like it and it adds flavor to it, right? So that's the next...
But you're not considering it to be like a tarovas mixture?
We do.
But I thought usually... Okay, so you're saying is you have a mixture...
There's two different things. There's the tuffel, which is the milk and the cereal,
yeah,
and then you have a mixture, right? The typical mixture case, easiest case to explain, is the fruit cup, right? Not so common anymore, but a fruit cup which has, peaches and melon and grapes.
Yeah.
So you look and see what the majority is, right? And it has to be that every spoonful is going to have some of that, or most spoonfuls will have... a mixture. I mean, it's not just big chunks, when they put the bald scoops and each spoonful is just one scoop of something, then they're considered separate. But let's say, again, chalent. So chalent, again, eating every spoonful is going to have some beans and some barley and maybe some potatoes, right? I mean, if they're big, big potatoes and those are a separate spoonful by themselves, then they get a separate bracha. But otherwise, mixtures are, right, you go by the majority.
So okay. I'm sorry, I probably read this. For the fruit salad, even though you grab a blueberry, you grab a piece of cantaloupe, and you grab a grape,
mm-hmm.
You say you can't just say adaman and be done. You got to say separate brachas in each of those.
No. You look at what the majority of your fruit cup is.
Is it in the fruit cup or what's in your spoon?
No, the fruit cup.
Right. Okay.
You look at the majority. The fact that your first spoonful may have more of the adama than the eighths.
So let's say the majority is blueberries.
So then you make it by eights.
That's it.
Yeah.
And the whole fruit cup.
Yeah. Yeah. Assuming your adamas are small pieces that your spoonful of blueberry is going to have a piece of watermelon in there.
Right.
Okay, so he says you make a bracha on the yekir potes at tefela. Beim yibracha shlefaneha, beim yibracha shlachareha. Right? Again, the first bracha or the after bracha, it's all going to be tied to the yekir. Let me buy a yekir more from a tefel, right? For sure, if the yekir is mixed in with the tefel. El afilu, right? But even, and as we turn to 250, kol echa levado, afilu pashu choshev mikol, im hu tofel, if it's a tofel, you go and she'ochel dag moliach ve'ochel pasimo k'dei shalei azikenu v'grono, right? They used to eat a lot of rough foods, so they'd have very spicy and very, and they needed something to wash it down, so they put a piece of bread. That piece of bread is tofel to the fish. Right, mevarach al dag upotus apas kivin shu tafel. Okay, so we'll stop there in the Shulchan Aruch. But the pas, right, even pas could be tafel if it's really not meant to be part of your meal. Okay, so go to Aleph. Im ha'ikr ma'uruv. Kigon kol taru v'shnei minim, right, you have any mixture. She'echad ha'ikr v'shnei ein bo'al l'sakno l'hashir, right? It's coming to, just fix it up. Now, it's interesting here. right? They talk about, you know, stuffed cabbage, right? And stuffed peppers. It's very cute. So they bring down from some poskim that the you only make a shahakal, let's say, on a stuffed pepper, because the meat is the ikker. And Rabbi Yashiv says that, let's say, a pepper stuffed with rice is a very common eretz. So you make a brach on the rice. You don't make any brach on the pepper because it's totally secondary to the rice. And others say, right, so the Deborah Tzina writes in his tshuva is that if it's a stuffed pepper, right, you don't make a brach on the pepper because it has no taste and you don't want to eat it anyway by itself, right? So that obviously has changed. Right, but he says stuffed cabbage. Ah, the cabbage tastes, you know, has its own chashiva, so you'd make a separate bracha. Right, so that those are the more tricky cases. Right, it's hard to say that someone makes a stuffed pepper today that the pepper doesn't mean that much to them. In Israel, it meant something, but today, all the people eating peppers and health stuff, right? You know, that may be the ikker. So you have to know what your ikker and tuffle is. Probably in those cases, it's always. So, but the question is, the cabbage is it mamish? Because again, they're not mixed, right? So they are separate. They are separate. But is it there strictly to hold the meat inside, or is it the cabbage? You know, sitting in the tomato sauce with the raisins.
Yeah, that tastes good also.
So it would probably take a separate bracha if you're eating it separately, right? You should probably find another bar priadama. But according to the Deborah Tzina, it's definitely a ton of dhamma because it has its own good taste. Okay, so then he says, well, if you lishnei mikrim, we're going to have two ikkers, el shechem rub mechaber, but there's more of one than the other, ha rov hu ha ikker. Right, I'm watching the time here. What does it say up there? It says 39, okay. Right, so he says that, right, that you could have, if you have a mixture, right? Because again, let's say you have rice with meat inside of it, right? So you can argue and say, well, the ikker is the rice. And this is going to come down to the sushi question also, right? For all those who say that, well, the ikker for me is the fish. But you can't ignore the fact that most of that thing is a rice, you know, get to your circumferences and do your, you know, volumes and area and whatever, right? So, again, you go, if you have a mixture, you go with what is the majority. So, harovo ikker kumoshka sim resh chesef zayin. V'afilu kol min v'min om v'nei atzmo v'nikker nami basa rovo zayin. Even if you see each of them, right, you have the fruit cup, you can see the melon very clearly, you can see the grapes very clearly, right, you still go after rov, right? But we did say it is, right, the criterion is that it has to come up in, like, a spoonful has to contain, right, both of the, or if you're taking a fork, challenge, fork, whatever, has to contain all the ingredients. It can't just be, like I said, a scoop of melon so that you're, you know, picking up one scoop here and one scoop there. You know, that would be separate. V'yalkein b'purim shemarachin shimushin b'dvash, shum shimin b'dvash. So they mix honey with sesame, ma'arven b'tutei egos, and they stick in some nuts. Kol shirov shum shmin, but if it's mostly a sesame seed mixture, baser ikra zlinim v'varach pri adama, you're going to make a bracha on the sesame seeds. Miu kol zedaf b'shneim u'dar v'chashev, that's assuming they're both chashev. Ha'im echem hen ena dar v'chashev, afshu hu arov, batu hu legabe miyad ha'chashev hu ha'ikra. Right, sometimes you can have the rov, if it's not a chashev thing, right, then the ikra, you know, sometimes, let's say you'll have some meat with, maybe there'll be more vegetables that you don't, or not chashev, whatever. Again, depending on the person. V'ayintim reish dalat sefiyat beiz mash kasav nesham. B'dad b'chamesh es minei dog on kaimlon lelbasin reish chest. Dimu rav mishar minei. But if the mixture has one of the five grains, I feel like even if they're a small amount, let's say chalant with the barley, kol shenitim b'atav shalatam, if they're there for taste, azlinim basrata, that will be the koveya mevarach lembar minei mizonos levad, benifter taruvas harov. And then, right, you make a mizdonos on your chalant, and it will cover all the chalant. Right, because grains are always considered ikker. Ach bilvad imyesh b'hamash, but it has to have some substance there. Avlim erev kemach b'mayim aharbe kolkach hachu rach, deshe roi l'shtia, v'varach shaka. But if you're just thickening your soup, right, as we know, all, you know, cream of whatever soup is just to add flour to it, right? That's not enough to make it a mizono soup, right? It's really still meant to be a soup and still a shahakal, right? But the chalent would be a case where the mizonos would dictate the bracha, right? Okay, so.
Why wouldn't that explain the sushi case, though? Or does the rice...
Why doesn't what explain the sushi case?
The robe doesn't...